Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group has a collection of dozens of reviews relevant to smoking cessation. In May 2013, it's combined some of these into an overview. Kate Cahill from the group, based at the University of Oxford in England, tells us more.
A number of medications can help people to quit smoking. With three of them, nicotine replacement therapy, or NRT, as patches, gum, and other formulations, bupropion and varenicline licensed in most high-income countries. Another treatment, cytisine, is similar to varenicline and is available in Russia and parts of Eastern Europe. We used a Cochrane overview to review studies of these and other treatments to compare their benefits and harms and bring all the evidence together in one place. We combined information from 12 Cochrane reviews of different treatments. These had analyzed a total 267 trials covering more than 101,000 smokers. They all used randomized trials and compared the active treatment with a placebo and sometimes with other treatments. We then compared NRT, bupropion and varenicline with each other using a network meta-analysis. We also assessed the risk of harms from each treatment. The odds of quitting were about 80% higher with NRT or bupropion than with placebo, and between 2 and 3 times higher with varenicline than with placebo. Varenicline was about 50% more effective than any single type of NRT, but was equally effective as combining two types of NRT. Based on two recent trials, cytisine improved the chances of quitting nearly fourfold compared with placebo. Among other treatments, nortriptyline, another antidepressant drug, was more effective than placebo but did not offer any additional improvement when combined with NRT. Bupropion, which is known to trigger occasional seizures in vulnerable people, did not lead to an increase in the rate of seizures when used for smoking cessation in its slow-release version. Overall, NRT, bupropion and varenicline are considered low-risk treatments. Despite recent debate about the safety of varenicline, we did not detect evidence of any increase in neuropsychiatric, heart, or circulatory problems in the trials that we looked at.
Full details on the overview, its constituent reviews, and the trials within them can be found in the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews, available at thecochranelibrary.com.